Welcome to One Simple Step. You don't have to turn your whole life upside down just to take care of your health. Just take it one step at a time. Hello, welcome to episode one of One Simple Step. I'm Joyce Day, founder of Grow Your Green Lifestyle, and I'm super excited to be on here today with you. This show has been a long time coming. I've been thinking about it, talking about it for a long time, and here we are launching our very first episode with One Simple Step. So what is this all about? Well, about 4 years ago, I had some pretty major health problems going on. I started having a lot of numbness and tingling in my arms and legs. I was having weak spells. I was having weird pains in my chest. I was having just all kinds of weird health issues going on. I at one point slumped over in my car and had to be taken to the ER. In fact, I went to the ER three times that week. And it was a really, really rough time for me. I was really scared, and I really didn't know what was going on. There was talk of, you know, potentially my having MS. There was talk of having maybe a brain tumor. There were a lot of scans and all sorts of things going on. And what happened was, what eventually came out was that I was suffering from the effects of long-term, pretty severe stress. And that was the turning point for me. That was the point when I really started to change my approach to how I take care of myself. So before that, and really most of my life, I've always been a pretty driven woman. I put myself through college. I moved out west when I was young on my own. I was very driven in my career and was, you know, active in lots of different things. I've always had a lot of hobbies. I had a lot going on. And then I got married with two stepkids and joined my husband's family. And that added a whole another dynamic to my lifestyle and lots of new responsibilities and just lots of good stuff, all good stuff. You know, I loved my career. I loved my family. I loved my hobbies. I loved all the stuff that I did, but I was just a go, go, go kind of a girl. And I think, I'm a lot like probably you are. We all, our lives grow and develop, and we do that on purpose. We spend our 20s and our 30s developing this amazing life that we love, hopefully, and has, you know, a lot of stress and a lot of responsibility, but also a lot of joy and a lot of good times too. And I just didn't realize the toll that I was taking on my body. And I also, when I thought about getting healthy, you know, your body sends you messages, and my body was sending me messages. I had, you know, gained some weight. I was having some health issues. This was about 2 to 3 years after I had my daughter. So I'd had my daughter and gone through pregnancy. And we all know, ladies, that going through pregnancy can definitely take a toll on your body. And then, I think the effects of that process of giving birth, that can take a couple of years to develop of how is your body responding to this crazy experience that we just went through. And then of course we have this infant at home, and my daughter did not sleep through the night. And, we were up at all hours of the night breastfeeding and taking care of her. And then I was working this very full-time job, you know, around 50 plus hours a week, typically. And it was, I had the workload that I'd carried before I had a baby, which I had no problem with then, but then I have a baby and now I'm trying to carry that workload with an infant who didn't sleep through the night. It was a very intense year. And so, and I do have to say too, part of it, having my daughter changed my whole perspective on life, as having kids does. And I ended up deciding that I wanted to change my career. And I started a business the second year of after I'd had her, when she was probably about, I think around 18 months, I started building a business. So I did that for about a year and worked really hard on top of my very stressful job and having an infant and two stepkids and my husband and a family and pets, also building this business in the evenings and the weekends. And it was a very intense year. It kind of capped off a very stressful, you know, life that I'd always sort of lived. And so, it was probably no surprise that, it shouldn't have been, but it felt like it was, to have this kind of health crisis come up. And it actually happened right after I I did build my business up successfully. I was able to leave my job, and now I'm working from home and this health issue pops up. So I'm having all these problems. I'm having all these tests done. And, you know, really that was one of the few times in my life that really forced me to slow down. And unfortunately, it didn't last for very long, as after I'd gotten that diagnosis, I was told, you know, if you don't change your lifestyle, you're going to end up having some kind of a disease. You don't have one yet, but if you don't change things, then you're going to end up developing something over time. So this, your body, their body is sending you very strong signals that it cannot take this kind of stress any longer. So I did start to change. And I started first with changing my eating habits, and that took time. And then from there, I started learning, because I was experiencing all these health issues, I started seeing integrative doctors, functional medicine doctors. I started really exploring the health and wellness community and trying to understand what my options were, as many of us do when we're faced with health problems, right? And what I found was, first of all, wow, we have some amazing resources available to us right here in my community that I didn't even know existed. And at that point, I did have a pretty thriving business teaching about essential oils. I'm out in the community. I'm talking to all these men and women and families that have all these health issues going on, and they're looking for natural ways to support their families. And yet, just like me, they didn't know anything about these natural, these sort of alternative therapies and resources that we had available to us right then and there. And so that kind of helped grow my interest. I'm the kind of person that I just like to know what my options are. Since I was a kid, I've been the kind of person that I've never been one to just accept my circumstances and say, this is the way it is. I've always been the kind of person that, even when faced with really difficult circumstances, that I've been given the ability, it's really a blessing, to be able to see a future, to recognize what I don't like about what's going on, to imagine a future that would be different, and then to be able to just work my butt off to get there, which served me well for a long time. It allowed me to achieve some pretty amazing things in my life and build up a life that I really loved, but I did it at the expense of my body. And so I see this happening more and more. As I am getting a little bit older, I'm just getting into my 40s. I turned 41 this year. And, you know, as we get into these age groups, what used to, when we think of health and wellness when we're younger, it's like all fun and, you know, new workout routine, or buy a new yoga outfit or some new running shoes, or, you know, go take a kickboxing class, or go do, you know, it just feels like these fun things, or try a new diet or whatever. But as we get a little bit older and our lives change, we've got kids, we've got so many different things going on, our energy levels are different, our time commitments are different. And honestly, just those two things alone, that kind of bebop-y, you know, oh, I'm going to go start this new crazy fitness plan, we probably didn't start it because we were going to stick with it for the rest of our lives. We started it because it seemed like a good idea and we'd get in shape and maybe we'd look good for summer or whatever. But now we're getting into kind of a different phase of life where, you know, that's just not good enough anymore. That's not going to cut it. For one thing, I've kind of burned myself out on the crazy diets and the crazy workout plans. If there's one thing I've learned about myself, it's that, I'm not great at committing to just one thing forever. What I'm good at is committing to kind of a concept. So that's what I've got. That's one of the things that I have kind of let go of, that expectation of myself that I'm going to become a runner and I'm going to stay a runner for the next 20 years and that may happen. I'm not going to rule it out, but just trying to be more flexible with myself, give myself some grace on and letting this healthy lifestyle unfold in front of me. And so I've done that in a number of ways, but in a number of areas, but what the main message, and that's what I want to bring out in this journey with this podcast, is that, you know, it's just a step-by-step process, and it's fun and it's meant to be fun. And it's something that we just do one thing at a time. So, you know, here I am 4 years later and I've reclaimed my health in a lot of ways and I feel better than I have in a long time. And I take better care of myself, even though I still have a really busy schedule and I have a lot going on. I have learned how to take care of myself in the midst of that craziness. I've found those little things that I can bring in that fit really well for me. So I don't feel like it's a struggle. It's not like joining a gym. That's not something I naturally do. It doesn't feel comfortable to me. It's like this outside thing that I'm going to bring on. And, you know, eventually, because it's this outside thing that I'm trying to force on myself, of course, it's going to fall away. Of course, I'm going to get distracted or seasons are going to change or something's going to happen. And the commitment to that gym is not going to be there. So instead, I've found some really amazing ways to shift my mindset around health. And I found these little, I almost want to say hacks, like little things that I do that, man, once I've uncovered this, these sort of really simple strategies, and I bring them in one at a time, over these last 4 years, it's allowed me to build up this lifestyle that's just really cool and feels really good. And it's not a burden. It's not an outside thing that I'm doing. It's not something that I feel like I should be doing. I don't talk like that anymore. I don't even think like that anymore. I don't think, oh, wow, I really should get to the gym. Oh, I really should try to eat healthier. I really should, you know, do X, Y, or Z. I just don't have to do that anymore. I've let go of that whole concept. And so that's what I want to bring out in one simple step is, how can we let that process unfold for you? How do we do that? How could you, is there a way that you could live your way into this lifestyle, a lifestyle that would be just yours? It's customized just to you. It's going to work for you because you're only doing the things that fit in. And it's not that, you know, it's not this idea that, oh, I'm going to find a way to be healthy and, you know, and never eat right or never exercise or never whatever. We still have to operate by the laws of physics and the laws of our bodies, right? We still have to do some stuff to take care of ourselves. But what it means is that we find a way to bring it into our life so that we're not punishing ourselves with our health, right? So that's what we're going to do. So really, what does it come down to? What does it take to build something like this, to live your way into it? Well, first and foremost, the thing that it absolutely requires is just understanding what your options are. Like I said, when I started this, when I was trying to figure out what I needed to do for myself, the only things I had at my fingertips were, you know, these crazy diets that I tried over the years and these crazy workout plans. And, you know, I kind of knew walking was good for us and I knew we were supposed to eat right, but, you know, there's so much more that I've learned since then of really easy stuff. Like, it's not about coming up with some diet and following that diet for the rest of your life. Instead, it was about paying more attention to what I was eating and figuring out what could I add in. What could I bring into my eating plan that's going to protect me, that's going to help me, that's going to work for me so that I can, you know, we're not going to be perfect. We're going to eat the junk food sometimes. We're going to go through the drive-thru. We're going to eat the, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. We don't have to get down to a size 5. We don't have to be perfect. We don't have to look like a yoga, you know, fit model lady. We just have to find a way that to eat it that makes our bodies feel good, that our bodies, you know, naturally are healthy and that sort of thing. And so it was more about bringing in healthy things. But if I didn't know what those things were in the beginning, and I don't think a lot of women do. So I've discovered so many things that are just quick and easy and light. And the fun part about it is that we're going to do this like, it's going to be like a couple girlfriends sitting over coffee, right? We're just going to like meander down this road and talk about, you know, some fun little things that you could try. And some of them you're going to feel like, Joyce, that is never going to happen. Okay. I am never going to do whatever, you know, whatever it is we're talking about that week. But there are going to be times when you're going to be like, really? Like, my hope, my desire is for you to be listening to this podcast with me sometimes and be like, really? That's all that is? Oh, shoot, I could do that. I could totally do that. That's what I want you to find. That's what I want you to experience, is just to have those moments where you're just like, oh, well, shoot. Well, I can, that's not hard. I could do that. So that is my goal. And, you know, always that we don't have to turn our lives up, just like my intro, we don't have to turn our lives upside down. We all know that doesn't work. We don't have to force our bodies into these horrible circumstances that we feel like we're going to die. All right. So we're going to just take it super easy. We're going to look for that one simple thing that you can explore. But the only way to do it is to just walk down this road together and, you know, have coffee with each other once a week, or when you're chopping vegetables, making your dinner for your kids or your family, or you sneak out of the house for that 10-minute walk in your neighborhood with your headphones. We're going to do it together. And I'm just going to share with you in the most friendly way possible, different things, different ideas and strategies, super easy ones that hopefully you'll find some that you're just like, oh, I can do that. And get going, girl, and just take care of yourself. That's the message. We just want to start learning how to take care of ourselves in a little bit easier ways. And you'd be amazed at what can come out of it. So that's what I have for you today. Super excited to hang out with you and get to know you a little bit. Please feel free to give me a shout out. Come find me on Instagram or Facebook at Grow Your Green Lifestyle. Shoot me a message or leave a comment and just introduce yourself. Say hey. And you know, what are you struggling with? What's the hardest thing when you think about getting healthy or, you know, trying to take care of yourself? What happens? What's that process? Let's step back and look at it. Do you get into diets and then realize that you can't do it or it feels too hard? Do you join gym memberships and never go to the gym? What are you doing that isn't working? That's what I'd love to hear about. All right. All right, guys, I will see you on the next episode.